Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Champions are champions because they master the art of getting back up. Now, no matter what you do or how much you prepare, at some point in your life, you are gonna get knocked down. But see, for the legends, champions, warriors, and for the overcomers, no obstacle, no trial, no tribulation, no situation is strong enough to keep them there. Put that loss and defeat behind you. Awaken the giant within you. How you respond right now will define you. Tap into that greatness on the inside of you. They doubt you, so the world will try you. But don't you let anything deny you. Show the world you still have fight in you. Let them all see that champion inside of you. Let them all see that champion inside of you. Each challenge you face is a great big mirror that allows you to see inside yourself. The way you respond to struggle will reveal to the world who you really are. Being a champion isn't just about the doing part. It's about the being part. You gotta become that person. I wanna ask you this question. Are you living life or is life living you? You keep accepting average. Why? You keep settling for average. You keep conceding to average. Why? You weren't designed to be mediocre, to be average, to be nothing less than the best warrior legend. Show them what a champion looks like. The bitter taste of defeat, the sting of a loss. Never again, said the champion. Whatever the cost, fight back to the day they bury me. Do or die by any righteous means necessary. I will overcome because that's who I am. Mama didn't raise no quill. The struggle's real, but my God's big. Mama didn't raise no quill. The struggle's real, but my God's bigger. Fearless. Nothing's gonna stop me. Average is the only thing that haunts me. I won't buy the lies the enemy tells me. Unstoppable. My God won't fail me. I am type, the lion, beast mode, vision. I dream with my eyes closed. I am type, the lion, beast mode, vision. I dream with my eyes closed. Hungry, dedicated to greatness. Victory's mine. I'm gonna take it. The struggle's real. The crime made me. The pain hurt, but it did not break me. The pain hurt, but it did not break me. The pain hurt, but it did not break me. Mama didn't raise no quitter. I told life, whatever you got, bring it on. My God's bigger. That's why I'm blessed and unstoppable. Legends and champions. This is Billy Allsbrooks, and my God still lives. And to him be the glory. Grind is the foundation of come from nothing economics. For those who have nothing, who come from nothing, this is the great equalizer. And when the law of hustle is tapped into and fully harnessed, it can take somebody from poverty to the top of the world. The greats, the legends, the champions. If you look into their background, each and every single one of them were products of the struggle. They knew nothing, they had nothing, they came from nothing. So they resorted to the one thing that loved them, and that was the grind. Most of them all had the same philosophy, and that was that the struggle was justifiable if every single day their grind was moving them toward freedom. Emptiness is the breeding ground for both victory and destruction. You decide which one you give birth to. Grind is the foundation for come-from-nothing economics. And these people that rose up, they rose up first because they got a vision for what they wanted in life. You gotta break that vision down into these five elements in this order now. Now I'm gonna lay them out here for you. Number one, you gotta be purpose driven. Number two, legacy focused. Number three, you gotta be outcome oriented. Number four, goal centered. And number five, you gotta align your actions with the dream. Your grind, your hustle, your work ethic must match the size of the dream that you are dreaming. To go to the next level, you're gonna have to stop giving average and mediocre a seat at your table. See, there's two choices in life. You can either look up at the stars, or you can become one. Because this world that we live in belongs to the bold, and the rest are just spectators. Grind is the foundation of come from nothing economics. One of the turning points in my life was realizing that nobody was gonna open that door for me. Nobody was gonna put me on. So I stopped asking and I started taking. Stop asking people to put you on and put yourself on. To master the art of come from nothing economics, you gotta go 120, 24/7, 365. You grind the world into submission. Now the only way that'll ever happen is if you find a why that's greater than any obstacle that can come against you, see. In the great ocean of life, there is no lifeguard that's coming to save you. You either learn how to swim or you drown. That's it. Grind and hustle are universal languages understood in every nation and every culture in the world. To give birth to a desired outcome, we must identify the mindset that produces that outcome and then adopt that way of thinking until it is manifested. Each level of success that you climb requires more resolve, more discipline, more hustle, more grind, more focus. You gotta wanna be successful more than you fear rejection. See, greatness is on the other side of no. Rejection did not break me. Rejection made me. I want to clear something up. Look, all people are capable of being successful. Every single one of you out there listening to me right now, you are capable of being successful in life. Don't let nobody lie to you. Now to tap into that potential, that capability that you have on the inside of you, that greatness, that champion, that warrior that you have on the inside that's begging to come out. Now to tap into that, you have to adopt the mindset that will produce that. Put an inner standard in place that will create that. A grind that will build that. Grind is the foundation of come from nothing economics. The law of hustle states that a grind built around mediocrity won't support the lifestyle required to produce success. New Year's resolutions without discipline prolong one's incarceration to mediocrity. See, the masses, they're merely satellites of the status quo. Successful people become the gravity that pulls the world in orbit around them. When faith becomes mobilized, transformation happens. So you gotta prove that you believe in your dream by taking action. Let your grind do the talking. Stop overcomplicating things. Success is simple. Dream the dream that you want to achieve, and then grind at the level that it takes to produce it. That's it. When the world tells you that you can't do something, grind. If you have nothing and want to be something, grind. When they say your talent ain't enough, that you don't have the resources, the means, the background, the education, whatever it is, get up and grind. Come from nothing economics, built on grind. Product of the struggle, poverty and hard times. The one they all doubted, No one believed or conceived, but that stubborn fool just kept dreaming the dream. The world is yours. Truth your attire, be yourself, and set the world on fire. Higher, smash every ceiling that the world puts in place. Grind, buddy, till that sweat comes down your face. I said hustle, the war, the struggle. See, buddy, it's all the womb. The block is what gives birth to that champion inside of you. The ghost of fear, the spirit of doubt. Relentless are the jealous ones that try to keep you down. Established with sweat, built on grind. Come from nothing economics. I'm Billy Osbrooks, and I am blessed and unstoppable, and to God be the glory. What kind of life do you want to live? Success is a choice. It's a decision that only you can make for you. First comes the choice, then comes the commitment. Are you willing to commit to doing what it takes to go where you want to go? A lot of people say they want to be successful, but they struggle and they stumble on that commitment part. A lot of times, the only way we will make that commitment is we have to hit rock bottom. We have to get so sick and tired of feeling the way we do before we'll ever take the action needed to crawl up out of that pit. I think you're ready. I think you're ready and you wouldn't be listening to me right now. I think you know that you have greatness on the inside of you. And you just need somebody to speak over your life. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I speak greatness over you. Arise, champion. I'm speaking to somebody out there. The reason you feel so uncomfortable on the inside is because you know you're not being the best version of you that you can be. That discomfort is trying to move you from where you're at to where you belong. Your destiny is greatness. And you know this on the inside. And that voice just keeps on calling. And you're never gonna have the peace until you go become who you are supposed to be. Now we're gonna set this change in motion for you right now. I want you to say this with me. I want you to say this out loud. Change my life. I am willing and committed to going all in and fully commit to doing the things that it takes to become the person I was meant to be. And that starts right now. All excuses stop right now. I will not, from this point forward, point the blame at anybody else for my own destiny. I will take responsibility for who I want to be. I will get up every day and work toward that person that I know that I am on the inside. I pledge with all my actions allegiance to success. I will search deep down inside for a why that will allow me to run through walls with it, because I will not be denied. Champions put in place the habits and daily rituals that manufacture success. They push themselves constantly to the point of pain. And by refusing to tap out to that pain, they eventually give birth to greatness. Pain is no match for a real champion. The legends understand to be a winner, one must be comfortable at being uncomfortable. The dark, the unknown, the fears that stalk each and every one of us must be faced and faced alone. For the more we go through the fire, the more refined we become. Those struggles, trials, and tribulations, they mold and shape us, prepare us for the calling and events to come. We learn to perform under stress, under duress, and without hesitation, because perfect practice consistently makes one perfect all the time. The inner standard of a champion sets him apart from the masses, the wannabes, and the uncommitted. Legends refuse to settle for mediocrity. For them, being average is the plague and totally unacceptable. Champions go all in all the time. not just on game day, when the practice is over for the team, the work for the champion just begins. They understand the process and what is required to be elite, to be great, to be the best. It requires obsession, passion, focus, and an unbelievable work ethic. Sweat becomes the friend of the 1%. Success is available to anybody that is willing to work for it. Success can only be bought with the currency of hard work. And champions refuse to concede to anything less than leaving every ounce of themselves on the practice field. The weight room, the classroom, whatever champions do, they carry that same inner standard of greatness with them. They don't turn it on and off depending on where they're at. It is constant. They never enter an environment without it. To stand next to them is to be infected. Their commitment inspires, strengthens, and impacts everyone who comes in contact with them. They are the leaders, not by word, but by actions. They set the example for their teammates and exemplify the message, blessed and unstoppable. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you life is gonna be Ron Howard happy days every day. It's not gonna be that way. Matter of fact, it's probably gonna be the opposite. You see, the enemy is gonna throw everything he has in his toolbox at you. Now, he can't stop you himself, but his objective is to get you to stop you. This message is for the struggle, for all those going through trials and tribulations. People in this world are gonna fool you, disappoint you, turn their back on you. The closest around you are gonna give up on you. And when things hit the fan, everybody's gonna run. You're gonna look around and you're gonna be all alone. I'm just keeping it real with you because somebody out there needs to hear what I'm saying. This ain't a motivational video. Man, this is life. This ain't no game to me, and I know what you're going through. And I'm going to speak life into you right now. Nothing, listen to me, nothing can stop you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, and that is all you need. There's a power inside of you that you can only discover when you are truly alone. Just as the waves on a beach shore come in and out, people will do the same. Relationships are like music, and you should never make music with anybody who doesn't understand, appreciate, and value your lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta let these people go. You gotta know your worth. Sometimes you just gotta let them people go. You gotta stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. Sometimes in this life, champion, you gotta remind the world just who you are. And you don't do this by telling them with your mouth. You tell them with your actions. You make your actions speak loud and proud to who you are. Don't let the world convince you that you're a nobody. You're somebody who just don't know it yet. Do you hear what I'm saying, champion? I'm speaking to the champion in you. Rise, champion. The way of the warrior. Championize. Get back up. My spirit cries. Fear dies. Choked out by the scream. The desire to climb and live out my dream. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to listen to the pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy and setbacks, an inspirational story. Warriors like me, we were strategically designed for the struggle. Many before me gave up and quit, acted all bad to the first time they got here. But see, blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. I was made for war. I cry out to heaven. Blessed and unstoppable, an immortal legend. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. I found it, that deep desire to win. I remember defeat and I say, never again. See, warriors like me, we were born and strategically designed for the struggle. The way of the warrior, champion eyes. Get back up, my spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the screams. The desire to climb and live out my dreams. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to bow to pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy, setbacks, an inspirational story. Many before me gave up and quit, acted all bad to the first time they got here. Blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. Because I'm a warrior, and that's what we do. I'm Billy Osbrooks, blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.
The most beautiful lessons in life are taught to us by way of pain. The people who have hurt us, the situations that have crushed us, are the greatest teachers that life has to offer. Now you are beautiful, strong, and amazing, and you deserve the best that life has to offer. So never shed tears for the blind. Those who have been assigned to you in life will see, acknowledge, and appreciate your value. You are a precious gift to the world. Your smile is the sun. You are the one child of the Most High. Gorgeous is your energy, projecting love with every ounce of your being. You are beautiful, strong, and amazing. And regardless of what the enemy has tried to sell you, you deserve the best that life has to offer. Real success is being comfortable in your own skin and owning that, regardless of what other people say or think about you. A life not on fire is a life wasted. And when you pursue the flame with intensity and truth, the warmth of it will remain loyal to you forever. If the fire escapes you in one place, it will reignite itself somewhere else even greater. Never settle. You were never meant to settle for average. You are beautiful, strong, and amazing. And yes, you, I said you deserve the best that life has to offer. Now decide on the life that you want to live and ignore anything else but that. Discover the inner gifts that you have to give and build your life around that. Follow your passion to the fire, the desires of your heart. Dream big, for your time is now. In due time, the how will be revealed. Just trust the process, because you are beautiful, strong, and amazing, and you deserve the best that life has to offer. You are a star, and your best days are in front of you. Shine, baby, shine! I understand, and I feel your pain. The tears cry out from the depths of brokenness. Your mind on the verge of giving up. Your body on the edge of collapse. Both at war with the champion in your spirit, who refuses to concede to anything but overcoming, so that the world can see just how beautiful, strong, and amazing you really are. You deserve the best that life has to offer. You are the eternal flame flickering. Your best days are ahead of you. Burn, baby, burn. I hold up the mirror
so that your spiritual eyes can behold the treasures reflected in your Father's image. So proud of you, heaven applauds. It's not your flaws that God is concerned with. It's you continuing to radiate the light even when all you know is darkness. Your response to the pain inflicted upon you by life will define your story. The title of your movie will be Beautiful, Strong, and Amazing, because you, I said it again, you deserve the best that life has to offer. It takes an expert sinner to understand what grace is. Someone else's mistake does not mean your value is any less. I again hold up the mirror so that you can see the fears for what they really are. Get in the ring with the things that scare you until they haunt you no more. Fear is a track star that cannot be outrun. The only way to overcome fear is to face it head on without flinching. You are beautiful, strong, and amazing. Again, I say, you deserve the best that life has to offer. The most powerful lessons in life are taught to us by way of pain. The people who have hurt us, the situations that have crushed us, are the greatest teachers that life has to offer. You are beautiful, strong, and amazing, and you deserve the best that life has to offer. Never shed tears for the blind, because those who have been assigned to you in life will see, acknowledge, and appreciate your value. Just because they made a mistake does not mean your value is any less. You are beautiful, strong, and amazing. This is Billy Allsbrooks, and I am blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory. If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. I didn't come to just motivate you. I came to transform your life. Pursue the fire. Embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. Breathe the real. You are enough. No judgment at all, just radiate love. The world is yours. That desire for more, as the sweat pours, I say it again, the world is yours. There ain't no slacking up, cause the words are only good as the actions that are backing them up. Greatness, you are able, but you gotta stop giving average a seat at the table. Lottery pick, one and done. You can either look up at the stars or you can become one. My gift to you, a brand new attitude. Complacency is just as dangerous as ingratitude. Now don't get me wrong, I won't judge you, but I will call you out and demand from you that greatness inside of you. To conquer the highest levels of life, one must not only get used to pain, but become immune to it. Champions stare at the things that make them uncomfortable until uncomfortable bows to them. Most people love the idea of being successful. They just don't love it enough to actually do the things that it takes to make it happen. Actions are the credit line that allows spoken words to purchase the dream. It's not all about just talking. You gotta move from talking to doing. If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. The way you speak, the way you act, the way you carry yourself teaches the world how to approach you. Just because you've done something or been a certain way all your life doesn't mean that's the real you. That's just the version that you've accepted and consistently acknowledged. Your dreams are constantly seeking the ground to build themselves upon. And that foundation is your faith to step fully into greatness. You have to awaken to the fact that you are already that which you seek. If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. The masses only see opportunities on Black Friday. Successful people train their mind to see opportunities every day. I say it again, the world is yours. Discipline is sexy. Grind is cologne. Sweat is lingerie. Work is seductive. How attractive are you based on that standard? I'm about to give you the $1 million lottery ticket right here. But the question is, will you cash it in? If you want to be successful at the highest levels, you gotta stop chasing the trends, seeking followers, and getting your word from social media likes. Just be yourself. Set yourself on fire with passion, and the world will come to you. See, people who are real, authentic, and willing to be vulnerable on a big stage are rare. This is the ticket. You gotta stand in the center of truth and refuse to move from it. Don't budge. Trust the process and let the world come to you. Everybody's seeking truth. Once you wrap yourself in it, the whole world is yours. I say it again, the whole world is yours. Truth is the couture for greatness. You can either serve tomorrow, or you can make tomorrow serve you. You can either look up and admire the stars, or you can become one.
World is yours.
Bold, seeking real, raw, expressing how you feel. Mentally vulnerable, emotionally naked, unstoppable, seizing the blessing. The art of greatness, paint maestro. Get back up, champion, and reload. Explode with awareness of who you are. A product of God, a shining star. Alive. I say champions never die. A warrior's heart designed to survive. Explode with awareness of who you are. A product of God, a shining star. Truth is the couture for greatness. No more excuses. The world is yours. Pursue the fire. Embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. Breathe the real. You are enough. No judgment at all, just radiate love. Pursue the fire, embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. Breathe the real, you are enough. No judgment at all, just radiate love. Rise, champion, the world is yours. This is Billy Allsbrooks and I am blessed and unstoppable. Losers bow to obstacles. Champions make obstacles bow to them. That's the difference. Excuses destroy the credibility of those who give them. This year, it's all about identity. Who do you want to be? I was born a champion, raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline, and all I will ever be is a champion. Now, when I say champion, I'm not just referring to sports. I'm talking about being a champion in every area of your life. Winning in your business, your health, your marriage, your relationships, your spiritual life. Being a champion is the whole package. You gotta bring that same mindset into every environment that you enter. Ain't no such thing as a part-time champion. Who do you want to be? See, success starts with self-awareness, understanding your identity. Give this year a theme. And then own it. This is the year for your healing. This is the year of promotion. This is the year of abundance, of execution, of discipline, of focus, of marriage restoration. Whatever you want it to be, define it. Successful people start with identity, and then outcomes, and then goals. It's hard to breathe life into a dream when you're choking on excuses. Some seek to be discovered. Others grind until they discover themselves. Who do you want to be? If you don't make that decision, the world will make that decision for you. This year, no more excuses. Setting New Year's resolutions without discipline will only prolong your enslavement to mediocrity. Anybody, listen to me, anybody out there can be successful, but not all are willing to pay the price to do it. Ain't nothing wrong with dreaming big. But to make that dream a reality, your work ethic must match the size of that dream. I get tons of emails every single day from people that are struggling, asking me what I think they should do. The doing is where the predominant focus always seems to gravitate. But from my experience, the doing is not the core issue. It's not the root of struggle. It's the identity. Who do you want to be? Losers bow to obstacles. Champions make obstacles bow to them. That's the difference. Losers keep all their focus on the problem, the issue, the situation, the challenge. Champions guard the gates of their mind. One person who believes in a dream can overcome an army of 10,000 doubters. Who do you want to be? You gotta see the world through a lens that empowers you. You gotta see yourself the way God intended for you to be. The lens I'm talking about, that's your mindset, your belief system, your paradigm. See, people have the false perception that if they imitate the actions of a champion or someone who's really successful, that they will get the same results. This is why so many fail. Success cannot be produced with a mindset that doesn't support it. First, you gotta get your mind right. Next, you gotta get your grind right. Then go out and get your life right. To change a behavior, we must first address the mindset that produces it. Our life is just the sum total of our most dominant thought patterns. So this year will be defined by how many days you can consistently think like a champion. Now people will say, Billy, you are wrong. Success is about taking action. But what the masses don't understand is, once you align your mind with success, the actions will follow. The best way to impact the world is to be yourself. Start with your outcome. Get alone somewhere. I want you to dig deep with this question. See, questions will take you wherever you want to go in life. Wherever you want to go, all you got to do is find the right question that will take you there. Outcomes are produced from mindsets. So decide who you want to be, and then adopt the thinking patterns and the belief systems that will produce it. Champions get bigger, stronger, more determined, more focused. Beast mode, 120, all in. You want personal transformation? You want to change your life? This is the question to do it. Who do you want to be? I got a question for you. Are you living life, or is life living you? How bad do you want to be successful? Are you ready to level up in life? Are you ready to go to that next level? Are you sick of being average? I ask you again, are you living life, or is life living you? This August 4th, Orlando, Florida, Blessed and Unstoppable, the kickoff tour. I'll be teaching a 4-hour life-changing seminar on the art of greatness. Arise, champion. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Billy Allsbrooks live August 4th, Orlando, Florida. Be there. Get your tickets now at billyallsbrooks.com/events.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.